And you know what, folks? It's still brand new. It's still brand new. Every time that he causes the overflow, it is still brand new. I told my wife one morning when we was coming over here to church, I'm glad and thankful that he's still first, Brother Lonnie.
Yes,
that he's still first. He's still number one with me. He's still first.
Okay?
He had to become first.
Yes.
To before he come in and took up his abode. He was first.
Yeah.
And he's still first today.
There you go.
He had to become first. Ain't that right? He first and foremost. I've honored it, Brother John, more than anything else in this whole world. It's a big world too, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a big, big world. I don't know how big, but big, big. But there wasn't nothing else out there that I wanted, Brother John. I wanted Christ. Because I wanted to go to heaven. More than anything else in this whole wide world. And if you want to go to heaven, he'll have to become yours too.
Yes.
Is that all right?
It's all right, brother.
He'll have to become yours too.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way it is.
It is.
That's the way the plan was, brother.
Absolutely.
From the foundation of the world, it was that way.
Absolutely.
He made it. And he said everything that he made was good and very good.
Very good.
And he made everything that was made.
Sure did, Brother John.
He looked down from the foundation and made the way for you and I.
That's right.
That we could have life in heaven. Went to Calvary's cross then and paid the price that we could come back into the garden. Into the garden. Is that right?
That's right.
And the tree of life is still out there. He's still in the same business today. Still in the same business for what he come for. What did he come for? To seek and to save that which was lost. That's what he come for. For this cause come I into the world. To this sin was I born. That was the whole plan of salvation. On Calvary's cross, he said, I could pray to the Father. And he'd send 10 of angels.
He sure could.
He could have. But that wasn't the plan, was it?
That wasn't the plan. No.
That wasn't the plan. I won't want to keep you very long. I know you might even be wanting, some of you want to eat. And I know how that is when you want to eat to be held up. Then you'd be mad at me and I never would get on your side again for holding you out of your dinner. Oh, but I want you to get some spiritual food too. I want you to get some of that first. Like I told him a little mind one time, we had a big barn burner down there one day. And I said, I got full upstairs, but I want some down here too. And I run down there to get full downstairs. There's two in there. It takes a lot. Oh, but don't you want that water that you'll never thirst again. He said you'd never thirst. This man on the inside, he's been at rest since he come and took up his possession. He's been at rest ever since. And he filled the whole house with it.
Yes, sir.
When he come in.
Absolutely.
Ain't no room for nothing else in there. He's the ruler.
Yes, he is.
And has been ever since that morning. And I like him too. I like it when he carries me out on the mountains. It's the best stuff I've ever been on. It's the best stuff. That's the best thing I ever had. When you say my soul was the greatest day of my entire life. I lived for 51 years. But that was the best day of life of my life down on my barn lawn. That was my day. September the 15th at 12:28, 1998. And I can take you in two steps of her. Where I was made a free man in Christ Jesus the Lord. The whole world seemed like just turned down and let me out of there. Out of the cage and turned me loose and free. He tore down the walls. made me a free man in Christ Jesus the Lord. And I didn't have to ask nobody if he'd come along.
No.
I felt it in my soul.
Amen.
If you don't know that you've got it locked, then you ain't. That's just the way it is.
You ain't got it.
You don't have to ask nobody. You're Lord from top to bottom. How could you not know such a greater thing as Brother Junior preached? How could, ain't no way possible such a great thing could happen to you and you not know nothing about it. Come. I don't know your hearts, but God knows all about you. He knows more about me than I knowed myself. But it just took me a long time to deny myself. This old man was the last thing to go. I held on to him as long as I could. But that morning, by his help, I got him up on the altar. I sure did. It took me and him both that morning, we got him up on the altar. Lord, I've done all I know how to do. Wasn't no place to turn, no place to go. I'd run out. Save or I perish. Just that quick, Brother John. He made me brand new. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I felt it all over. I felt like a little baby in there. It was so clean in there. It felt like he washed it with I don't know what, plumb down, and made me free. Free indeed. I rushed to the house. Right up from this to the house. This is almost as fast as I could get there, just a little bit. I never will forget. And I called Brother Ewell DeBoer, the first one. I said, you don't have to worry about me no more. He just now made me free, and free indeed. I was so happy, brother.
I guarantee you.
I couldn't hold still. I never felt like that in my life. Mm-hmm. And you ought to have seen me trying that evening to drive a school bus in that condition. I felt so good. You talk about telling it. Well, it told itself almost when I got in the house. The good companion. I said, guess what? I'm going to be baptized. Oh, mercy. It's the greatest thing. You ain't lived till Jesus Christ comes into your life. I'm going to tell you. You don't know what life is. You ain't lived one moment till Jesus Christ comes into your life. I'll guarantee you that you'll say the same thing when you get him. I ain't never yet seen nobody want to trade back or go back. I sure ain't. I want you to know that'll be the first day of your life when Christ comes in. I guarantee it. You don't know what love is till he pours it right down in your soul. Because God is love. He surely is. And he, when he come that morning, Brother Terry brought everybody with him. He called me to love everybody all around. He brought it all with him. He brought the whole works with him.
Yes, he did.
When he moved in.
Yes.
And made me a brand new creature right there. And all old things were passed away. And behold, all things become new. Yes. And it's been new ever since. And he put a new song in you, giving joy and praises to his name.
Amen.
It's been that way ever since. I'm on God's side. That's who I stand. Not ashamed on him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He come a king and he's still a king today. I'm satisfied now. Don't take much sometimes. One of them said, I'd rather have 5 minutes in the Spirit. Is anything else? Just 5 minutes will help me a lot of time. You wouldn't believe what it'll do for me at home sometime. Just 5 minutes. Can make me work like a beaver then after that rest of the day. I feel so good. This old man can seem like this. Put it in a new gear and go right on. Ain't nothing like the hands of God to uphold you. You ought to have seen me before I got saved. Trying to bail hay. I'm going to tell this and shut up. I had the awfulest time it was, Brother John. And I'd hurry and hurry. And the harder I hurried, the more the rain come. every time the rain would get there on me. And I'd get so frustrated. But now, I've just got one gate and one song. And it don't bother me. If I get it up, it's all right. And if I don't, it's all right. I don't worry about it.
It'll be all right. But
my neighbor across, he rents and raves and carries on, calls a holler and offers words. And all the time, I try to just sing Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
When he first saved my soul, that's all I could sing for 3 months, I'm telling you. That old tractor even almost knowed it, I'm telling you. I'd get on a singing and I'd get off a singing. And it's been singing ever since. When I get down to the ups, I start with them old songs. The tractor runs better and I run better and everything works a whole lot smoother.
Yes.
If you don't believe it, try it sometime.
Yes.
It works. It works. It works for me. Sure does. Then he put, if you don't have that new song, get in bed. Get in there. Get to know it. Let him put that new song right in your mouth. He will. He'll take care of you. He's been with me ever since. I love his ways. I love everything about him. And he puts up with me. If he takes care of me. Moved right in this house. And I ain't afraid of him for leaving me. Or nothing else. I used to hear people say, I wouldn't mind to be saved if I knowed I could keep it. You can't keep it. I'll tell you that right now. I tried and tried and tried and tried, and I never could keep it. Just a day or so, and I'd be back in the same rut, Brother John. And worse. In most cases, worse. But I knowed I wanted something to keep me. I wanted something to keep me. And I never was, not one time. Now, I'm telling you this from the heart. I never was, not one time, worried about losing it if I could just get it.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't. I never, if I could ever get him in here, I never was worried about losing him.
That's true.
I never was. I ain't dead today. I'm not a bit afraid of Satan getting what's in here. I'm not a bit. He can't. Because he's the most powers in there. It's sealed. Now I'm hung up in that thing. It's sealed. But I never was, and I'm not afraid of him now. Of course, now he beats on me. He'll beat you and cause you a lot of trouble. But I'm telling you, folks, he can't get what's right here. He said, my seed remaineth in you. What does it say then? And therefore, he cannot sin. This flesh here, this is all corrupt. It's all going to vanish. But this man on the inside, what does it say about that seed? It's incorruptible. Ain't it? That's what the book says. Incorruptible seed. This old man out here, he's going down, down, down. And the biggest, the one on the inside, he's just getting bigger and bigger, brighter and brighter. The closer I get, the sweeter it is. And I'm about to agree with Brother Lonnie now. The way this world is, I'd say after a while, if we're here long enough, we'd probably be glad to go. We'd be wanting to go. I think about that oftentimes when I'm out. As you said, it is one more side, the shape, that this great America, I call it the great, this great America is in. This is the greatest nation that there is upon the earth. I know because I've been across the water and you've been around. This is the most greatest nation that there is on the earth. We ought to be, as you said about the Father's business, the whole nation ought to be engaged in prayer, I'm talking about. It sure is. I've been over there and I ain't never seen nothing over there that I liked to go back for, not even close. And Brother Fred's been there. And it's a shame the way this country is carrying on with the stuff that's going on in this country.
Yes.
It is one more side.
Wax.
It seems like the laws is more for the criminals than it is for the children and the other innocent parties.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they try every way to find out some other way to get by.
Yes.
They get the best lawyer and the best everything and get out and get by with awful stuff. I'm like you. They need some, they need to look to the leader.
Yes, they do.
The high priest. That's where they need to look.
Yes.
But get ready, folks. If you don't have Christ, get ready. Time is running out. If the good man would know what hour the thief would come, he wouldn't have suffered his house to be broken into. He'd have set up and watched, wouldn't he? That's the way death comes. And as the tree falls, so shall it be. So shall it be. Get ready. For in such an hour, if you think not, he's coming. And I'm glad I'm ready. I can go to sleep every night now and I don't have to worry about it. Probably takes me 5 minutes to sleep, go to sleep. My wife says, you can go to sleep faster than anybody I've ever seen. I said, that's what I go to bed for. I used to have to roll and roll. That's what I go to bed for. And I used to stay up and roam all night and couldn't sleep, Brother Terry.
Worried about dying.
Couldn't sleep in the bed, couldn't sleep standing up, couldn't sleep outside. Afraid I'd die.
Know where you're going.
And I wasn't ready. When morning time come, it felt so much better. I felt like I could maybe make it that day or something. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
You had company.
It was just better in the daylight than it was. The dark scared me for some reason or other.
Wasn't nobody there
to him. And every morning, I tried every morning before I'd get up when I'd be laying like this. Thank you, Lord, for this day.
It
may not have come out of my mouth all the time, but it come out of here every morning, Brother John. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And the next thing was, could this be the day? I wanted it so bad, Brother Junior. And the longer, the worse. That's the way it was. The longer, the worse. And then when he moved in, that took care of it all. I worried about the awfulest things ever was, Terry, that I found out later. That if I'd just done the right thing and put him first, Brother Junior,
all right,
and turned it over to him long before I did, I could have saved my old self a lot of trouble and suffering.
Yeah.
Because when things got right, he had it all fixed up long. Wasn't nothing to worry about. It was already done.
Yeah.
That's what an old Baptist preacher tried to tell me over there at Rockwall Church. He said, get first things first. He said, you get saved. Everything else will be all right. I guarantee it.
Told you the truth.
And he told me the truth. And I think a lot of him yet today. So that's the way it is. Don't pay no attention to people. Or what they say, what they do, or whatever. I don't know what kind of problems you got, but God knows all about them. But look to God and follow the Spirit, and you'll be all right. The Spirit, where will it lead you? To life everlasting. That's what the book says. That's what the book says. To life everlasting. So get ready. He's coming, whether you're ready or not. On the heavenly highway leading to that land above, leading to that land above. This world I have forsaken. This world I have forsaken. Just
just to serve the one I love. Just to serve the one I love. When the way is rough and rugged, when the way is rough and rugged, low before the throne I bow, low before the throne I bow. Say to this soul, be patient. Say unto my soul, be patient. The Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. Sometimes I get so tired and weary. Sometimes I get so tired and weary as I journey on my way. As I journey on my way, and my faith begins to fail me, and my faith begins to fail me. It's then I steal away and pray. It's then I steal away and pray. I get a little glimpse of heaven. I get a little glimpse of heaven. While at his feet I humbly bow. While at his feet I humbly bow. Then I hear him whisper, fear not. Then I hear him whisper, fear not. I will make a way somehow. I will make a way somehow. Jesus promised to be with me. Jesus promised to be with me and to answer every call and to answer every call. He will put his arms around me. He will put his arms around me, and he will not let me fall. And he He will.